Welcome to The Warm-Up, a Bailiwick Express podcast giving an insight into the sports action that is on the horizon.
Okay, welcome to The Warm-Up, international special. In the green corner, it's me, Nick Mann. And in the red corner, it's the Jersey Evening Post sports editor, Stephen Anderson. Welcome.
Hi, Manno. Always a pleasure, mate. First interinsular, really, of this year. So start of quite a hectic period of them, really, with hockey next week. And then I think next week as well, we've got the under-18s football as well. So, I mean, and then Siam in May. So hectic period.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's lots of chances for us to talk sport and for Guernsey to beat Jersey, which we like, obviously.
Very hopeful.
Yeah, I'm always hopeful. I've got some hopes this weekend, but we'll talk about that. Now, I'm guessing Jersey are pretty confident coming into this one.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. I spoke to Serena. Obviously, we'll hear from her later in this pod. So a lot of confidence from our side. Obviously, it's difficult through all of the age groups. Typically, you'll have sort of age groups where you're better at or worse at. But I mean, last year in 2023, which I think was the first netball interinsular in 4 years, it was quite heavy sledding for your Guernsey lot, Manno. Just the one win from the eight matches.
Yeah, it was an important win, though. I think that age group is a real big boom for Guernsey at the moment. And we've seen how that's developed this season as well. Our under-19s are out on the regional stage learning lots of lessons. So and they're feeding into our senior side as well. Hopefully that's we're going to see some progress.
In fairness, there's been a historic record of Guernsey being very good at that age group. I think it's important. I'm not sure where that disconnect goes, whether people drop off before they head into the senior side or not. But obviously, from a Guernsey standpoint, if you can retain a lot of them players through into the senior side, then it should bode well.
I think there is a difference this time around. And speaking to Sally, we'll go on to hear from her and Donna later as well. Last time round, she'd been head coach for a week or something before the interinsulars. So there's much more structure to the Guernsey game now. I know, like, all the technical side of it, the training camps, the S&C side of it. So there's obviously some real thought and momentum building into it, which... They're talking about closing the gap. I'm not saying they're talking about coming out there all guns blazing and turning Jersey over.
Yeah, I do think it has to be a case of that from Guernsey. And all jokes aside, I think both teams being strong can only benefit each other. I don't think there's any part of Jersey that want to go over there in the A match and win by 50 points. Obviously, you want to beat Guernsey, you always do, and Guernsey want to beat Jersey. But I think everyone wants a contest. I don't think that contest being anywhere close this year will happen. But if Guernsey can bridge that divide to a degree, then I think everyone will benefit from that.
I was trying to get a little bit out of Sally and Donna what they saw as success this weekend, and they were holding their cards close to their chest. I know there's a tick list that they're targeting during the game. So we'll speak to them after the weekend and see what they were and how that came about. But it's a home interinsular. It's a weekend of netball. Both of yours going to be buzzing.
Yeah, I think the netball setup's brilliant. Obviously, it's different with football where you have your age groups, women's, men's, all play on different days. I think there's something quite special about having eight matches across the 2 days for each day. It's a big celebration of Channel Island netball. So it should be, as you said, both of yours should be buzzing, and hopefully there's a decent contingent from Jersey making the incredible adventure 5 minutes across.
If the planes work and the boats work, oh my God, what are we talking? I've cursed it already.
Okay, that's enough from the two of us. We begin this podcast by talking to Guernsey head coach Sally Kearns and co-captain Donna Brayo before we hear from Jersey head coach Serena Guthrie.
For me, it almost feels a little bit like my first inters, because when we had last year's inters, I'd been in the job about a week as head coach, and I literally sat on the bench going, what does she play? Who's that? Didn't know anyone's names, hadn't really had any training with the squads, and we were really in a situation where anyone who wanted to play put their hand up and kind of got on court. So we've had a year now. We've obviously had the inaugural Invitational Island Games, and we've been training as a squad, incorporating our under-19s into our senior programme as well. So we've been given a real sort of boost with the performance programme with regards to the numbers that have been involved. So I think we started off with around 30 in contention for the senior A and B squads. So we've had to do trials, we've had training camps, we've had all sorts of difficult decisions to be made, which has been a great problem to have. And we're now in a position where we've played Jersey twice since, you know, I came into post, the first time being the Interminstlers last year, obviously off island. And then we played them in the Isle of Man as well. So we've now got two benchmark scores. We know that Jersey are always going to be a tough opposition, and they're playing regularly week in, week out on the mainland. So it's a very different performance programme to ours. But where we're at is that we now have some really clear targets with exciting two squads, A's and B's, not to mention our under-19s, who can now come in having had a year-long programme of S&C, of training, of real tactical and technical kind of input into their netball. And let's see what we can do with regards to the targets that we're setting for them.
Donna, can you talk a little bit about how the integration of the under-19s have gone and how that sort of like might have refreshed just a fresh injection into the squad?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's been really good having the under-19s with us. They've gone from strength to strength. Key for them has been in the regional campaign this season, and they've done really, really well with that. So just, you know, to have them training with us, learning from those experienced players. I mean, I think I find myself the second oldest in the squad this year. So, yeah, there's a few of us, Abby, obviously co-captain as well, both ends of the court, looking sort of to pass on some experience on court as we bring those youngsters through. And there's some really, really good players, and they've really benefited from the coaching setup, you know, the tactical work that we've been doing on court, as well as the strength and conditioning. And it's really good to see them flourish.
And Sally, as well, the under-19s, obviously they've got some of them will have two games as well. How do you manage that and keep their focus?
Yeah, some of them will have three games. So some of them are playing the 19s on the Saturday, and then they're involved in the B squad and the A squad. So I think that's where we're really looking for the fresh legs. You know, we've got, like Donna mentioned, we've got that experience through court with what I'm calling kind of the spine of the seniors. And then we've got these youngsters sort of interjected in there. So we're in a position where we may not run them all out for every game, but they're an important part of that squad. And when we've done our squad training, they're, you know, some of them are looking at, you know, with Bridget on Thursday nights, their training is under-19s, and then they're coming into camp and they're training both with the B and the A squad and jumping across multiple positions. So the versatility and the sort of young legs are definitely what's going to carry them through. But also to the point that we know we've got, you know, we've got three strong 12 person squads there. It doesn't necessarily mean that they will be used for every game, but they are definitely all worthy of their positions in every one of those squads that they've been selected into. But also not forgetting, like I say, the backbone of those teams, which is our true seniors, and really looking at how they can sort of make that really clear kind of structure through court, and then the 19s kind of slot in around them. Now, some of those 19s are a part of that structure. So it's, although we speak about them as the 19s, they are a full part of the programme. They are a full part of the seniors. And age is kind of irrelevant to me. And I've always said that if you're good enough to be in an A squad, you're good enough to be in a B squad, then you deserve your place regardless of your age. So you look at someone like Mackenzie Rich, you know, who's named in that A squad. She is probably one of our youngest under-19s in that programme, but she absolutely deserves her place. And she has come on by, you know, strength and strength each week, training in on the Thursday nights with Bridget, playing the regionals, and then training in with the seniors as well. So fully deserved positions for all of them. And just going to be quite exciting to see what we can bring, different, a little bit of a different style of netball than we've maybe shown before.
Dolly, you've obviously got a lot of experience of playing against Jersey. It's not always been happy hunting grounds either. But what are you expecting out of the game? And also, what lessons do you think that you can pass on to the other players in the squad?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, it's great to have a home interinsular again. So we haven't had a home interinsular since before the pandemic, 5 years ago. So to be able to get back out on court in front of our friends and family, you know, that's going to be really important to us. I think, you know, as Sally said earlier, that the aim for us really is to keep closing that gap. You know, we've played Jersey twice in 12 months and we've improved every time. We've setting ourselves targets. We just want to show that, you know, we're putting into practice everything that we've learned in the camps. We've come a long way, and you know, we'd like to show everybody that, you know, we are improving and looking ultimately to close that gap really.
And you, Sally, you mentioned about the different styles, so what can we expect from this Guernsey team that we might not have seen in the past?
I think one of the main sort of focuses for us over the last year has been what is the Guernsey way, and looking at it across the board with all of our performance teams, from really from under 14s through. You know, we're looking at how we play and what structures and what game plans we have on court that we show and that people recognise as Guernsey. So when I first came in, we did a bit of a session whereby the seniors and the 19s wrote down what they thought the Guernsey way was. And when we looked at that again now, it's very different. And I think, you know, we're well known for our shooters putting our shots up from anywhere. We're known for our fast play. And to begin with, I tried to slow that down. And actually, we can play fast. We just need to minimise our errors. So it's really for us across the board, for, you know, all of our teams, is about showing the style of play that we have on Guernsey and not trying to match others for how they play. So it's a bit, I compare it to if we put our vets against our under 16s, they would both play very differently, but there'd be common themes throughout that people have learned from playing on Guernsey and playing week in, week out against each other. So for us, it's really about our game plan. It's about, we've worked very hard on some of our structures in attack and making sure that we are still having that flair and that vibrancy that is associated with Guernsey netball, but also making sure that we nail the basics and that we do our fundamentals really well, our movement, our throwing, our catching, you know, that our ball into our shooters is clean, that we give them opportunities. And then in defence, hustling hard, but having control in attack. So those are kind of some of our things that I can give you. I'm not obviously going to give you any others, just in case, you know. But yeah, so for me, it's about, like Donna says, it's about me being able to sit on that sideline and seeing those things that these girls are doing week in, week out in training, being put out on court against tough opposition.
So Leinster's a kind of, it's a unique weekend, isn't it? When you've got 2 days of netball from your very youngest players all the way up through to your senior squad. How important is momentum and the atmosphere that gets generated through the weekend as well?
Yeah, really, really important. I mean, there's nothing better than, you know, playing on home soil in front of your home crowd. And I think having the junior games on the Saturday is really great. And as Sally said, we want to try and implement a Guernsey way. So right from under 11s all the way through to seniors, we want people to identify, yes, that's a Guernsey team. That's how they play. So, yeah, having that home interinsular is so important to us. You know, and the morale in camp is really, really high. I think everybody's really looking forward to the weekend. We've worked really, really hard and we want to go out there. We want to play hard and we want to, you know, fulfil our potential.
And what kind of messages will you be putting across to the players on game day?
So I think it's really important that they go and enjoy their netball. You know, that's why we play sport. We're not a professional team. We're not earning money from our results. You know, we are going out there to enjoy our netball. So that's the message first and foremost. The second one is to, we've spoken about giving 100% for 100% of the time that you're on court. So we don't want anyone to be burning out. We don't want anyone to be not giving everything that they can give whilst we're on court. But also that off court bit. So, you know, a lot of our seniors coach in the junior setups. Some of us umpire in the junior setups. You know, we've got people involved throughout, people volunteering to do scoreboards, to do charity collections. So it's really, really important from an island point of view that we show how united we are and how much of a a strong netball ethos and netball family there is. So be that the under 11s coming to watch the senior game or the seniors coming and umpiring and scoring and doing everything for the under 11s. It's really, really important for me that we start to see that joined up approach throughout our age groups. So that's really exciting for me to be part of a first, you know, my first home into Insulars and really my first one that I might actually remember because Jersey was a bit of a blur. So.
And Donna, from a player's perspective, how do you get ready in this week, this lead up week?
Yeah, I mean, it's busy weekend for me, coaching, umpiring and then playing. So, yeah, it's just having that correct mindset, I think, and, you know, what you're up against on the day. Good preparation is really important, making sure you're eating well, you're taking on board those fluids and that you're ultimately prepared. But yeah, it's always a weekend that I always look forward to. It's sort of, you know, the highlight in the calendar, playing Jersey, you know, Guernsey Jersey in all sports is you know, an honour to be part of that. And, you know, also to captain your island, it's an honour to be able to do that and to hopefully, you know, ultimately be a positive role model for those players. You know, the under 11s will be watching that senior game and hopefully they'll be striving to say, yeah, you know, in 10 years time, I want to be in that senior A squad. So it's a really, really important weekend. And also, you know, with having our under 19s so prominent in the squads for the succession of Guernsey Netball, I think it's really important because, you know, a couple of years ago, they potentially weren't in that senior squad and they absolutely deserve their spot. And I think in terms of succession, it's really, really important that they're there and showcasing what they can do as well.
And just to sum it up, what does success look like after this weekend if we speak again on Monday?
I think for me, success looks like that everything that's written down on my several pages of notes versus Jersey has a tick beside it or a smiley face. You know, I want to see the girls going out there giving me their best performance that they've given me yet and giving each other that. So we've spoken about the, you know, the teamwork and we speak about the, you know, the support side of things. They are, without sounding completely cliche, they are our eighth woman, you know, so having that home support can push you to get that extra 1%. But for me, everybody coming out on, you know, Monday, injury free, still having the great team spirit and team ethos that we have, the cohesion, and really just Guernsey having put on a good show of netball is really important to me.
So just looking ahead to the weekend, obviously a huge day in the calendar, probably a little bit of a celebration from your side. Sort of how do you feel going into the week ahead in your position?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, based on history, we can be confident. But, you know, it's still an inter-insular and it's having to perform on the day. And, you know, it's the first time I've been in Guernsey since COVID. And obviously we kind of resumed the inters. So, you know, we know that it's going to be definitely a tougher task than last year with them being at home, the home crowd. And we know, obviously, their kind of island sides have had a bit more, you know, training and some input into them since COVID. They're a little bit green coming off COVID, Guernsey were in terms of the netball side of things. So, you know, we're not underestimating the fact that we are away from home. And they're obviously, you know, a side that are gunning to get as many home wins as possible this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you've alluded to there, being away from home, obviously it brings a different challenge. But is it just as exciting for you guys going away and you know that the crowd might be a little bit obviously partisan on their side, but it gives it a different challenge, a different feel for you?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, it's pros and cons to all the kind of home and away type pressures that teams get. I think we obviously definitely felt the pressure last year with that level of expectation that the crowd have with Jersey being so successful in a netball inter-insular. So they will still have that expectation, but we won't necessarily be feeling it this year, which is can help sometimes when you're just going under the radar and into somebody else's backyard. So it'll be going to kind of feeling that pressure rather than us. I think, you know, you're able to stay in your own bubble a bit easier when you travel away. So, you know, there's lots of things that we can lean into to try and protect ourselves around, you know, what I expect to be quite a loud and energetic crowd around us.
Yeah, absolutely. And from your side, again, do you think there is an element of the sort of success that we've had over here, obviously under Linda for a number of years and now yourself and what you're doing with the Jets and also with Jersey as a whole, do you think there's a desire for sort of Guernsey to want to catch up to that point?
I can imagine so. You know, I think all you constantly are looking at what other people are doing, what other teams are doing in the industry, and I'm sure that they've, you know, potentially looked at Jersey and some of the things they're trying to do, and you know, wanting to have some of the same successes, definitely. So, you know, I think they're definitely you know, an organisation that, you know, they're hungry for success and hungry to grow the game. So you know, hopefully we can, you know, pave some of the way in terms of showing kind of what you can do with some of our programs and some of the opportunities we've been able to create for our girls so far.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously there is that typical rivalry that's gone on for years between the two islands, but is there sort of a part of you that does want to see them do well and it could kind of push each other on that way?
Yeah, definitely. Like, the rivalry for me is probably a little bit more far removed. You know, I wasn't massively a part of the Jersey Guernsey Interinsular kind of coming through my career because I left the island so young. So it's something that I know is there, but, you know, I'm not one to get caught up in these things. It's just another game in netball for us for Jersey. So it's important that we treat it that way. We don't want to give, you know, we want to make sure that we're giving, you know, the opposition the respect they deserve, but also, you know, we know there's a job to be done, and you know, trying to get in there and you know, have really good starts early on in the game and try and get a foothold early on will be important for us.
Yeah, for sure. And last year was obviously an incredible performance. It had been a while, and to win 7 out of 8 matches age group wise, is there any talk of trying to repeat that feat, or is it more a case of go out there individual games and sort of see what you can do?
Oh, no, we'd love to repeat it, obviously. I think one that's got away from us for a long time is that under 19 age group, you know, as we've travelled through. So that's one we're really hoping to kind of bring back over on Jersey soil this year. You know, they're quite strong in age group level. So, yeah, that's something we've been working quite hard in training to see if we can obviously put the strongest team out there as cohesive as possible, you know, and really taking it to them on the court. But, yeah, you know, we're obviously looking to come in, you know, a clean sweep would be fantastic for us, and we have high expectations of that because we've done it before. So, yeah, we're going in with high hopes.
That's it for this episode. We'll be back for a pod next week with all the reaction from the weekend, and keep your eyes out for more coverage from both Bailiwick Express and the Jersey Evening Post. That was the warm-up. Thanks again for listening. Please like and subscribe for more. You can find all our sports news on gsy.bailiwickexpress.com and on all our social channels. Sign up to our daily email to keep up to date on all the work the Express team does.